Well, good morning, everybody. From the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it's time now for the Berkshire Hathaway Bi-Weekly Podcast. Standing by, we have got realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson on deck. We'll talk with him in just a minute.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
All right, and we are back. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson in the house. There we go. We got to do that.
Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. How did your New Year's Eve go? Were you crazy? Did you do all kinds of dumb stuff, or were you just a homebody?
No, I was more of a homebody.
Did you make it till midnight?
I did make it till midnight. Yep. I like to make it till midnight, you know, and at least, you know, have a few beverages, adult beverages. But yeah, otherwise it was great. Pretty low key, nothing crazy.
Yep. How'd your Christmas go?
It was great. I got everything I wanted.
Did you?
So, yep. My sister always comes through with a new bottle of cologne or something whenever need it. So she keeps me fresh.
Yep.
So I'm happy with that. And yeah, it was really great. It was all adults. 21 plus Christmas this year.
Yes,
very fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the shots were had.
I bet.
So it was great. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any of the video from our New Year's Eve?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't see the flamethrower video or anything?
No.
Boy.
The flamethrower?
Oh, yeah. We went all out on New Year's Eve at my house this year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Flamethrower goes about 40 feet.
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
I did. I got a sister like yours. She hooks me up usually with Cabela's gift cards.
I know.
Socks. Usually fishing themed, and usually some Trump stuff. See my new hat hanging right up there?
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw it up there when I walked in.
I got a new bracelet from her, too.
Oh, wow.
Keep America great.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so then I put the hat on for my last Christmas because my mom is anti. She almost left.
Well, your sister is there just to make sure that everything goes smoothly and you get everything you want.
Oh, so no, that's my how sister sends it because she's down in Alabama, okay, so she doesn't have to deal with it. Yeah.
Just throw the bomb and walk away.
And then wait for the report.
wait for the text message. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
You know, we talk about Happy New Year and all that stuff. You know, when it comes to the realty world or the real estate world, I guess, what can we expect in 2023? I mean, can you make any guesstimates? Can you make any predictions? Or how does it usually work with you people?
Yeah, so I guess I wanted to come on and kind of talk about the three different things that I think people need to prepare for or look out for in the 2022 market.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than the last few years. We're kind of going back to what's quote-unquote normal. I mean, normal meaning that we aren't seeing houses sell the same day they're on market. We aren't seeing record low inventories across the board. We're seeing interest rates, you know, obviously go up, which affects everything, right? Over the last couple of years, you're not getting those 3%, 2.5% interest rates on your mortgage anymore. So as we kind of settle in, I guess the first thing I really want to point out is that interest rates are up. I mean, they're around 5.56%. That's just something we need to settle into. Right. If you're a buyer, settling into those rates, realizing that those rates are not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, we've talked about on this program many times about how rates historically, this is still a very low time for rates.
Sure.
Right. So if you're at all considering about real estate, the best thing you can do is when rates take a dip like this, they're around 5.5%, 6.5% for some loans, depending on the loan program type and your credit score and everything. But all those situations, barring all those situations, go into your lender and get pre-qualified. We're still at a historically low interest rate compared to, you know, even look back at the 80s. Talk to your parents, talk to your grandparents about what they've spent on interest, right? So that's just my number one is don't be afraid of the interest rate. Embrace it. There's so many unique things that you can do with interest rates. The number one thing that you can do with interest rates is you can buy them down, right? You can take seller paid closing costs and use that to buy down your interest rate temporarily. So let's say your interest rate is 6.5% and you look at that and go, ooh, wow, that's pretty high. You can take seller paid credits, which is basically like the seller giving you money out of their equity to pay down these points on this mortgage and then basically on this interest rate. And then basically you can get like a 4.5% interest rate the first year, 5.5% 5.5% the next year and 6.5% the final year and remaining. And hopefully in that time, the rates go down, you can refinance. And if not, you're still locked in at a pretty competitive rate.
And, you know, if you can get it down to that 4.5% for the first year or whatever, you know, maybe you can make an extra mortgage payment because, you know, you do that once a year and it makes a big difference, too.
Right. And, you know, with interest rates going up, it affects what's called affordability, right? I mean, people can just not afford the same type of house at 4.5% or 5.5% that they could at 2.5% because every point in interest that you go up adds money to your payment, right? It's pretty simple math. And so one thing that is going to really be a big theme in the new year, and this is leading into number two, this will be our number two, is that there are still good opportunities in this market to buy smart. Right. There are still great opportunities out there to find the property that you're looking for, to find something that's going to suit you, right? That's still a good deal. The point is to get out there and really start looking. And when you find that deal, to go for it, right? And part of that is knowing what you want, right? Part of that is kind of identifying that, okay, you know what? I'm ready to move up or I'm ready to move down or I'm ready to move out completely or I'm ready to, you know, move my business or do something different like that. So when you're looking at all those different factors, there are still so many good competitive options, and you never know with how long people have been on the market and with prices going up, there might be some good deals out there because people might be more motivated to sell. You have to remember, people are still moving. Even though interest rates go up, people still have to move for jobs. Yeah. They still have to move for a lot of different reasons.
Retiring, jobs,
If kids. You're one of those people who's not moving or who's postponed moving, even just in town or around the area, it might be a really good time to just start scouting out those deals. And that's something where us as real estate professionals, we can really help you do that, right? I really like to find my clients good deals, in my opinion. I want to find them something, even if they're pre-qualified at 450. If they're going to find something for $300, I'm happy with that.
Oh, sure.
Right? I want somebody to buy something that's affordable. And that kind of goes back to number one is, you know, even though your interest rates are higher, does not mean you have to buy that level of home, right? You don't have to buy a $450,000 home at 4.5%. If you buy a $300,000 home at 4.5%, you're going to be a lot better off.
Right.
And so I think that that's something that people really need to look at when they're looking at properties is what can we do to really find a good deal right now and maybe just spend within our means. So that's kind of the theme for number two, really, is the biggest thing is we can still find a good deal this year. We can still find a lot of different options for real estate for your business or for your home, right? I mean, there's still a lot of good deals out there. The nice thing, too, with kind of the interest rate rising is that inventory increases, right? People aren't buying as much, so you're able to possibly negotiate a better deal at this point.
You know, you say that, you know, keep your eyes open because there's still good opportunities to buy smart, you know, looking for the good deal. Say you are thinking about buying a new house, but you're thinking it's going to be probably a year, maybe a year and a half out. You know, we always, when we're talking with you realty experts, you know, you always stress, you know, talk to a lender, make sure that you've got the money. But say I come up to you, Ben Olson, and I say, you know what, I know I'm going to be looking for a house. I'm waiting for that right deal, but I'm thinking it could be up to a year away. Is it right to talk to you first, or is it right to go talk to a lender?
And that was actually going to be my number three.
Okay.
is going to be prepare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get prepared, right? The thing you have to remember is when you're going house shopping or when you're even a year out, like you're talking about, or 2 years out, one of the best things to do is to talk to me now so that we can get a good line of communication and kind of get you oriented of what your goals might be. And then you can work towards those. I've had that happen so many times, especially with clients that I have that are younger, who come to me and say, oh, Ben, I'm really interested in buying, and maybe now is not the right time because their income is a certain way or they have debt to pay off or something like that. But what I say is, hey, you know what I'll do is I'll get you subscribed to these updates for homes so you can be informed on what's going on in the market over the next year, and I'll send them to you every week, and we can email back and forth about them. And then once you're finally ready to go, then we go get you back into the lender and get you pre-qualified. So that's one thing before you even meet with a lender. If you come and meet with us even a year or two beforehand, like I had one client who before they met with me didn't even really understand anything about multifamily homes, right? Homes that you can have like a duplex, threeplex, fourplex. So when you look at those options, he ended up doing a duplex after he spent some time researching everything and taking, you know, basically a year to kind of earn his money and kind of get some money up and whatever, get some money saved. By the time he got done with that, he really sat down and realized that, yeah, you know, my best move is to get a duplex. And it worked out really well for him because they basically paid the whole mortgage payment for him. So it's basically setting up people for a good execution and plan and getting everyone prepared. Obviously, moving is stressful. Buying a house is stressful. Getting your money tied up in a house is stressful. But my job is to make sure that you feel super prepared. And whether that's this year, next year, I want to start working with you now so that when you are ready to buy, when you are all ready to go, that I'm there for you and I can help you find the best deal.
You know, sometimes it happens by accident. I don't know if I ever told you the story how I got where I live. I was actually gone for a week or maybe 10 days. I was going to be gone on a deer hunting trip. I was at my hunting cabin. My wife and son were late for early church service. They went out for breakfast and reading one of the newspaper type things that they have in the restaurants, you know, and which has a lot of realty stuff in them. And she happened to see this house. Well, we had always talked about moving to the country. You know, we'd always talked about it. Next thing you know, I get a phone call. I'm at my hunting cabin. She goes, "I think we found a house. I'd like you to look at it." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I will." And she goes, "No, I want you to come home and look at it because they'll let us go in and look at it." And I'm like, "Really? You want me to drive all the way?" So I drove all the way home, looked at it. We were walking out the door because I had to get back to my hunting cabin.
Yep.
I said, "Go ahead and make them an offer." She called me back 3 hours later. They accepted it. So next thing you know, I'm at my hunting cabin in the middle of nowhere. And I got one house that we are going to buy, and I got another house. Now I got to figure out how to sell. But how it kind of happens by accident sometimes. But we were semi-prepared because I knew what we could afford. I knew what we were okayed for and things like that. But it got the ball rolling. But you never know. That's why being prepared is so huge.
Right. And now we're entering into a time where things aren't selling in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do those type of things where, okay, yeah, you know what? I do want to put in a contingent offer on this home because I do have time to sell my home, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is one nice thing about the market that we're in is that those move-up buyers really do have a little bit more flexibility.
Sure.
Because they're able to successfully and have some time to market their current home, like you're talking about, like your home that you had to sell. And then it kind of, I mean, imagine if we were a year ago, that home that you're talking about, your home would have been gone, right?
Right.
They've even made the print.
Yep.
So it's nice that we're entering into a little bit of a time where we have a little bit more days on market for sellers, just so that you can get some more exposure and you can still really get a lucrative offer if you're a seller,
right,
if you know how to do the right pricing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pricing's all on the seller side. It just is how long it stays on the market is sometimes on the buyers, right?
Sure, sure.
It's about how much inventory buyers can absorb over time.
I mean,
that's how it works in any type of inventory. So it's a great story about how we're kind of more in that time now where you can actually kind of more casually look a little bit. It's not, we have to get the house the same day.
Boom, boom, boom. It's got to be offers, now.
And if it's not right now, we're losing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way anymore. So it's nice for buyers like you were in to be able to have that type of flexibility.
So don't be afraid of the interest rates. Still good opportunities to buy smart for good deals and things like that. And prepare yourself. Three big things for 2023.
Yep. It just is being mentally prepared, financially prepared. It's something that I can help with, whether you're looking to buy now, 6 months from now, like you said, even 2 years from now, I can be here to answer any questions and help you basically get ready to make that type of purchase.
Okay. Rumor has it, you bringing in a guest on Friday?
Possibly.
Possibly.
It'll be great, hopefully.
Okay.
I love having guests. It doesn't allow me to talk about all this stuff because they can talk about it.
Yeah, well, it gives you a break.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and we know how much you like to talk, Ben.
Oh, I know. It's too much. I just have to fill the time. We're here, right? So
Right. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert Berkshire Ben Olson?
The Realty Retail Expert Ben Olson, 701-318-2676, or you can go to my website, propertyandclient.com.
You have yourself a wonderful couple of days, my friend.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you Friday.
Yes.
All right. There you go. Berkshire Ben Olson, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. He will be back again Friday morning right about 10 o'clock. Till then, have yourself a great remainder of the week.